Live from the frontier of forgotten America, this is the Steve Gruber Show. God bless America for Tuesday, May 21st, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Three, the Pure Michigan campaign headed into a brand new year with summer right around the corner. Dave Lorenz, the champion of the program, that some say is a drain on resources. We'll take a look at both sides and focus on some great places to visit this year as well. Two, the battle over the cost of car insurance in Michigan really reaching critical mass. The governor says she will veto the plans crafted by Republicans in the State House and Senate, but the plans would save Michigan drivers thousands. Could cost you more at work, too. We'll take a closer look. And number one, Michigan Congressman Justin Amash in the crosshairs with at least two candidates announcing primary challenges against the never-Trump Republican, who often is on the side of far-left Democrats on policies that make him an oddity and someone easily targeted for a challenge like this. So Justin Amash facing challengers now, at least two. One will be on the program here, Tom Norton, a little bit later. And it comes just 48 hours after Amash declared that Republican President Donald Trump engaged in impeachable conduct. Also joining the battle against Amash is Michigan State Representative Jim Lauer. He made his intentions known yesterday morning as well, announcing that instead of seeking a third term in the state legislature, he would run against Amash for the party's nomination for the 2020 election. Amash has been serving as Michigan's 3rd District Member of Congress since 2011. Lauer said this to the Detroit Free Press. Congressman Justin Amash tweets yesterday calling for President Trump's impeachment show how out of touch he is with the truth and how out of touch he is with the people that he actually represents. Lauer, who described himself as pro-Trump, said he was already planning to challenge Amash and was originally going to declare his candidacy on the 4th of July. But Amash's tweets against the president Saturday inspired Lauer to make the announcement quicker. He said Lauer accused Amash of siding with left-wing Democrats against Trump. Here's something else he said. Amash has not only failed to support the president, as the president works to make the United States stronger and safer, he is now united with radical liberals like Democratic Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib to try to bring down our president. He must be replaced, and I'm going to do it. Of course, Amash has been a never-Trumper, as you know, and as I mentioned, joining us on the program here a little bit later this hour, Tom Norton will be here. He filed as a candidate for the Republican primary for the U.S. House of Representatives, also in District 3, running against Justin Amash. His concerns, similar to what we've just outlined. The problem being, of course, is that if you get too many Republicans in the horse race, then Amash makes his way through and the primary challenges fall apart. We'll take a look at that. We'll talk to Lauer as well. Also coming up at the program, Dave Lorenz will be here, Vice President of Tribal Michigan and the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, the MEDC. We'll talk about Pure Michigan and all of those things. And Chad Livengood joining us, because Chad has the latest on the battles over auto insurance reform here in Michigan. And apparently a lot of new headlines today to discuss there. But first, let's go back to some national politics, because it seems that we're very close now to having some of the curtains pulled back, if you will. Some of the curtains pulled back on what really happened, what led to the investigation, the Trump-Russia collusion investigation. Where did it all start? Well, former Congressman Trey Gowdy says there are transcripts, possibly game-changing transcripts, that is, the American people were ever allowed to hear the actual calls or read the notes about those calls, that everything might change. It could be a complete game changer. We have some comments to hear from Trey Gowdy. Let's start with bite number one, talking about these game-changing revelations. Bite one, go.
If the Bureau is going to send an informant in, the informant's going to be wired, and if the Bureau is monitoring telephone calls, there's going to be a transcript of that. And some of us have been fortunate enough to know whether or not those transcripts exist. but they haven't been made public. And I think one in particular is going, it has the potential to actually persuade people. Very little on this Russia probe, I'm afraid, is going to persuade people who hate Trump or who love Trump. But there is some information in these transcripts that I think has the potential to be a game changer if it's ever made public.
What do you think that one thing is? A reference to Barack Obama? A reference to Hillary Clinton? What is that one game changer? Man, you just want to know what Trey Gowdy knows, don't you? Because I do. I want to know what he's talking about. I want to know what's going on there. Meanwhile, Mark Meadows, the congressman from North Carolina, he says, listen, as far as those transcripts, as far as what was put into the FISA applications, as far as everything else goes, he believes the president is very close now. Could happen in the next few weeks or the next few days that the president moves to declassify key portions of key documents. And maybe that game changer could be very close at hand. It's bite number four. Go.
I think the delay's over. I think the president is serious. I've spoken to him recently, and I think declassification is right around the corner, and hopefully the American people will be able to judge for themselves.
Now, I hope that's true. You know, the president, for a long period of time, considered, at least reports have indicated, considered releasing a lot of these documents, but did not. Because of the fear that he would be accused of obstruction of justice. And so he didn't release a whole host of things because he was fearful that he'd be accused of obstruction of justice. Now, of course, the key players haven't changed here. You've got Comey and Brennan and Clapper. And now more accusations against Jim Comey. Loretta Lynch accusing the former FBI director of misrepresenting key Clinton probe conversations and said she was quite surprised by his testimony and has flatly accused the former FBI director of mischaracterizing her statements by repeatedly alleging under oath that Lynch privately instructed him to call the Hillary Clinton email probe a matter instead of an investigation. Lynch, who testified that Comey's claim left her quite surprised, made the dramatic remarks at a joint closed session of the House Oversight and Judiciary Committees last December. A transcript of her testimony released Monday by House Judiciary Committee ranking member Doug Collins. The episode marks the latest public dispute to break out among high-level ex-Obama administration officials as multiple government reviews of potential FBI and DOJ misconduct continues. In a June 17 interview under oath with the House Intel Committee, Comey said Lynch had pressed him to downplay the significance of the Clinton email review in September of 15, just before a congressional hearing in which Comey was expected to be asked about the investigation. The attorney general had directed me not to call it an investigation, but instead call it a matter, which confused me and concerned me, Comey testified. Comey continued, the Clinton campaign at the time was using all kinds of euphemisms, security review, matters, things like that, for what was going on. We were getting to a place where the attorney general and I were both going to have to testify to talk publicly about it. But in her testimony in December, Lynch said Comey had completely mischaracterized the situation. I did not ever tell Comey to call the investigation a matter, she testified. I have never instructed a witness as to what to say specifically, never have, and never will. Huh, isn't it fun when they start saying, you lied under oath? No, I didn't. You lied under oath. Oh, somebody's in trouble. Somebody's got more splaining to do. 14 after on the Steve Gruber Show.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Rich Studley, President and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. For 60 years, the Chamber has been your voice in Lansing, fighting for pro-business, pro-taxpayer, pro-jobs legislation. It's been our commitment to work with lawmakers on both sides of the aisle in Lansing to create an environment that allows businesses to grow and to create a strong and thriving economy. We are member-driven and policy-focused. The Michigan Chamber represents over 6,000 companies of all sizes and types in all 83 of Michigan's counties. Michigan Chamber members employ over 1 million Michigan residents. That's why we're focused on the mission of promoting conditions favorable to job creation, economic growth, and free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
We're here with Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital. Dr. McCursey, Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. What's offered there?
We have a full array of imaging services at the health center. We have MRI, CT, 3D digital mammography, ultrasound, digital x-ray, and bone density.
What are the advantages for the patients who go there?
Our patients love the convenient location. They also love the easy in-and-out parking. And they also love the ability to schedule examinations after hours, both on the evenings and the weekends.
How can people learn more about Sparrow's radiology services?
To learn more, they can go to sparrow.org/radiology-services.
That's sparrow.org/services. We've been speaking to Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital, about how Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. Choose wisely. Choose Sparrow.